You know what, guys? I have a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell. Welcome to After Dark. We just got out of Disney's live action version of The Jungle Book, which everybody but the kitchen sink, meaning us, has gotten around seeing.
Even though tonight's opening night.
My god, I think that this film alleviates my worries. My worries about, you know, all the live action remakes. I think that, you know, this was the right blend. I mean, just the fact that it was all done in a soundstage was brilliant. I mean, just everything about it was brilliantly done. Looking back at, you know, all this, I think that Jon Favreau made an amazing film about this. I mean, what do you guys think about it?
Peter?
Me?
Yeah.
Okay. I really liked it. I had a lot of fun throughout the entire time.
Says the guy who completely hated the idea of remakes and...
No, I still hate it. Live action remakes. That's my thing.
And made a fuss about it. Even trying to recast Song of the South with Kevin Hart in our podcast.
That was a joke.
Joke.
I wanted to do it so that remakes would crash and burn. Live action remakes of Disney movies. And, I mean, although my position has still not changed in that.
Mm-hmm.
This film has definitely given that hint of, like, well, maybe it could be good. Because this, I definitely found to be a good film. It's also what I think about when I think of, whenever you remake, like, classic films.
Mm-hmm.
I always think, like, it's, like, never do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it.
Yeah.
But I always think of something like Planet of the Apes. And I really like the sort of the remake or reimagining, reboot, whatever word you want to use, that they're doing now with, The Rise of the Planet of the Apes and Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
But then they did something different with it. I mean,
yeah.
Let's compare.
That's always my one, like, well, that did work.
So. Let's compare and contrast to those two different things. I mean, we have Dawn and Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Mm-hmm. And just look at the technology that was used, especially with the motion capture and looking at everything around it. The apes look fucking real. And, you know, just the fact that this entire film was filmed in a soundstage alone, just completely, you know, my god, you know, it looks so real. Like, you can't fathom the fact that, you know, it was filmed in a soundstage, you know. So I think that
that little Indian kid was motion capture.
Oh god. Okay. Okay. All right. Whatever. You guys know all the plot. You know, you have Mowgli. You know, he's brought up by, you know, wolves, and then you have a Shere Khan who has this beef with humans because, you know, he's scarred. And so along the way, you know, he's trying to leave the jungle for the sake of the animals. But then along comes this hippie bear named Baloo, played by Bill Murray. And by the way, Bill Murray was fucking hilarious. Don't you guys agree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. One of the highlights of the film is that it was brilliantly casted. I think a lot of the things, Scarlett Johansson was serviceable, which I did not buy her playing this role, but I think that she did an amazing job at playing Ka. Just that all that stuff. I wish that they would have incorporated more of Trust in Me in there, but, you know, that's a nitpick. I think that Christopher Walken, I was fanboying, because I'm a huge, you know, Christopher Walken fan. I love, you know, I do the impression every day. You know, it's just, and by the way, there's a cowbell reference in there. You gotta look for it. I think that everything about it was terrific. I mean, I was surprised at how well incorporated the songs were in the film. I mean, it didn't, you know, it didn't take it back like, oh, now we're in a musical. No, it was more like, for example, when King Louis was singing "I Want to Be Like You," it was more of a business proposition, more than anything, more than a random Louis Prima hit of the time. Or when they're singing "Bare Necessities" flowing down the river, you know, it was nice to see that, because, you know, it was like, you know, they were having a good time, you know, and, you know, having a good time, they're, you know, they're singing and all that stuff. And I really love the thing about Neth Sethi, what the kid's name?
They said his name. Forgot. I love that little kid, though.
The little kid, yeah.
He did a great job.
And this was his first film.
Yeah, they said
this is his first film, you know?
We need to talk about the fact that it was no small feat to... And I think it was not envious at all what he had to do. He had to act against nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the beauty of this movie, whether it's Bagheera or Baloo or Shere Khan, the technology as well as the voice acting makes these animals not only appear realistic, but you buy that they are there. And to have that, to have Mowgli, we'll call him Mowgli, he's a kid, okay?
You just call him Mowgli?
Yeah. Mowgli was...
Run, Mowgli! Run, Mowgli!
The thing, here's the trick, they had actual chemistry. I mean, Mowgli connected to an extent and he was acting against nothing to all three of these major characters, as well as the other ones. But the achievements that this movie had is no small feat. That in itself, I mean, we've talked about the gorgeous visuals that,
yeah.
I think one review even called it a groundbreaking CGI with what was used here.
And I would say that.
I mean, look, I mean, this is essentially what, now the technology exists to make a live-action Lion King.
Yeah.
Which is one of Disney's
Which,
classics.
By the way, if you want to hear us talk more about remakes, check out, check out our podcast, Remake Remedies Part 2.
If you like Song of the South, you'll love the podcast.
Anyway, I think that this film was remarkably done. I love every little... not every little bit. I could see, like, problems in terms of pacing, probably. But, you know, in terms of pacing, I was surprised that, you know, how short it was. Relatively short it was. I thought
so
it was...
So you think it was too short?
I think probably the beginning, the, you know, I don't care about Shere Khan as much as I do in the originals.
Really?
In this one.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
I care about him way more here.
I don't know. It's a nitpick. You know, I also gave the nitpick of the Trust in Me sequence and how I think that should have been like an acid trip kind of thing.
That probably would have been great.
They should have had the song in the movie.
Yeah,
right.
Because I think there was only two songs in the movie.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. The most popular ones.
Well, it was one and a half. They did the full Bare Necessities, and they did half of I Want to Be Like You.
Yeah, but I think if they put a little bit of Trust in Me, it would have felt more rounded out better.
Probably.
Because the first
half
felt just like regular movie, and then the second half was like a pseudo musical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if they had had that in there, it would have flowed.
But the entire length of the original one was a pseudo musical. I mean, it just...
But there was more music. It was an actual musical.
Like the elephant sequence, which I really love the mysticism behind the elephants and all that stuff, and they were regarded as somewhat holy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I love that little element to it.
Respect.
Yeah. I think that, you know, just seeing, you know, all the different animals work together, and I love the sense that, you know, because it could have easily been, you know, just throw animal there and all that stuff, but I really love the sense of community within this jungle. You know, I don't feel like, you know, it's like two separate off, like, you know, all that. So I think that I love the fact that they were that it was a sense of community. I love that all the animals served a purpose. You know, especially, you know, on the main characters, you know, like, you know, it was like none of them served as a means to an end. You know, I think that, you know, so I think that was really good. What else, guys?
Are you done?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think about it. I really like this movie. Yeah. Like I said, this is probably one of the first Disney movie I really felt like really captured that Disney magic. Mm-hmm. Where I'm like, okay, like I was happy I saw this. And it's like you justified the reason for making this film.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay.
Do any of us recall how we felt like when they announced this live action Jungle Book?
I didn't care.
Like, whatever. I was like, oh my god, because it was coming off the heels of Maleficent.
Was it announced after Maleficent?
It was some way after, yeah, like a few months after.
That sucked. You know,
so it was coming, off the heels of Maleficent, and then so we thought, okay, you know, it's gonna, and then the trailer came out and it kind of, you know, worked its, you know, did its thing, but not really. And then the cast list came out and you're like, that's brilliant casting, you know, but we're still trying to see where this thing works. Because the thing about, you know, the other music, the other, Disney remakes,
Maleficent, Cinderella.
Like Maleficent and Cinderella, they had no
Don't
music.
Don't forget Alice in Wonderland.
No music whatsoever.
What do you mean canon? It's a live action remake.
I think that, you know, so it didn't have music in it.
Yeah.
And that's what's missing from the main essence of the movie.
I think with Maleficent and Alice in Wonderland, they try to be different things than what their story is, to a large extent. Cinderella did that but didn't have any music. We need to give Disney a little bit of credit here because I think none of us are real fans of turning live action this and live action that, especially with certain things that we've all are guilty of bitching about.
Yeah.
But we need to acknowledge that this movie is really a success.
We're all
really
bitchy.
But anyway, guys, I think that having the music into the film was a feat in itself. Because of it could have easily gone south.
Well,
it could have easily not worked. But then they found a way to make it work. You know, and I really love that fact that, you know, it did work.
I'd give credit, most if not all the credit, for this movie being a success to Jon Favreau. I think you can really see the passion and the love that he has for the story, the Jungle Book, in this movie. Because every little bit of this film,
according to him, this is... the original Jungle Book was his favorite Disney film.
Well, I think you can obviously tell.
Yeah.
I think you give credit to him because where the director really needs to shine and
Zack Snyder, I hope you're taking notes.
Oh, don't attack him. he's going through a lot.
He's not going through enough.
He's still got a job.
Yeah, you know what? He's riding high right now. When you have a character that
he's riding high, right?
That's a Captain America.
No, you see right there. So he's riding high.
Captain America.
Really? Maybe I'm. yeah.
Peter's done. Peter's so fucking done. But anyway,
the first time I try to make a point. I was gonna say, when you have a child actor who has to act against nothing, you as the director have to really do your job to convey what's supposed to be going on so that they can, to the best of the ability.
Oh yeah, their abilities, definitely. Act. Everything shows.
And it really shows that he was able to do that very well.
Mm.
And I feel like for 99% of these live action remakes, all they are is, okay, well, it's spectacle and we already have a brand name, so we don't really need to care about the characters or anything else. It's just dumb spectacle. And this, they breathe life into every character, you know, like Baloo and King Louie and Shere Khan. They do a really good job with it.
Yeah.
So, I think that's why it succeeds as a live-action remake, because it succeeds as a film first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's my feeling.
We gotta give them, so far, where we're up right now, the Disney live-action remakes have been getting consistently better.
They have been getting better, but they have been announcing every one good one, they announce like six other ones.
That sounds
so terrible.
And there's a freaking sequel. You know, I think this movie would have been
like the sequel. Okay, now that we've seen it, how do we feel about there being a sequel announced?
I don't want there to be a sequel. It's kind of like, you know, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, there was talks of a Nightmare Before Christmas sequel.
That
will just kind of take away the magic of what it is. This movie is magical. A sequel will just be a freaking...
Would it intrigue you Hollywood. If Favreau comes back?
Even then, no.
Because...
Really?
Iron Man 2.
I liked Iron Man 2.
I do too, but it wasn't the same level of magic as Iron Man.
Well, Iron Man 2 had different stresses than a Jungle Book 2 would have. Iron Man 2 suffered greatly from the fact that they had to set up Avengers. What the hell does Jungle Book 2 have to set up?
A story?
Yeah. That's it. You know?
But I mean, I can't really see a... But see, I mean, they might
look,
shock
look,
me.
Look, do you
but...
really... Would you really... You would rather have an Aladdin or a Genie
no,
origin
I'd
story
I'd rather
than Jungle Book 2.
I'd rather than
you'd rather
make
have
an original
Snow
film.
White's sister.
But here's
than
the thing. Jungle
an
Book 2.
Film.
Disney already made a Jungle Book 2 and it was shit.
I'd rather them not do any of the things they're doing. I'd rather
But
them,
see if okay. okay. If they had listened to us, this movie wouldn't exist.
Yeah, but if they had listened to us, I guarantee you, like, six shit movies that they're also going to make
only
wouldn't
one...
exist either.
Okay, in the lineup of the live-action movies, there's only one movie I'm actually looking forward to,
Beauty
and that's
and
Beauty and the Beast.
That's it, yeah.
You know,
a blind squirrel catches a nut every once in a while. That's what I would say.
Are you calling us squirrels?
No, I'm calling Disney!
Oh.
Because, you know, if they shoot out, like, two live-action films...
What do you
films,
have against squirrels?
Do you not like squirrels? Are you a species?
Squirrel lives matter. Hashtag squirrel lives matter.
I would say,
are
yeah.
Are we going back to the Zootopia After Dark, guys?
If you throw out enough live action remakes, yeah, eventually some of them are going to be good. But so far, the scale of good versus bad is still tilted in the...
What have we had? Maleficent, Alice in Wonderland, Jungle Book, and Cinderella. That's it, right?
Yeah.
Alice in Wonderland 2.
That hasn't come out yet, but that's going to suck either way.
Yeah, I don't have high hopes for that one.
But right now, it's like half and half. Good and bad.
Honestly, I kind of count the other live-action, fairy
ones?
Tale films that
which
Disney
ones?
Didn't make.
Which ones?
Fair.
You cannot count the atrocity that is Pan on Disney. No, I will tell you this right now. Peter Pan has been done to death, and that should be done. But after what Warner Brothers did to Pan last year,
okay,
they killed it. But if any, okay,
Pan?
First of all, it is not fair to blame Disney for a movie they had no
say in. I will say this:
in.
The level of quality of Pan is no worse than Alice in Wonderland or Maleficent.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
That seems like a film like I could see them making. Which, and a level of film that we will probably get with, like, Winnie the Pooh or something.
Yeah, that sounds stupid.
Are you guys done?
Are we gonna have a Wendy origin film for Peter Pan first? So we at least know where to come from with this story?
final thoughts on this.
Remember Tim Burton's doing Dumbo? Live action Dumbo. I can't wait for the live action Bambi.
But why?
I thought, and I want to have the time because since I spoke the least by a lot.
Yeah, go.
This movie really captured the magic of the original and added something more to the story. And it's brilliantly casted, directed spectacularly. And the visuals will leave you absolutely stunned. This is truly a success. I can say for me anyway, this is the first movie that I think succeeded in the way that it needed to for Disney's live action remakes. And if they put in the same amount of effort they did with this one, with all the rest, no matter how stupid they sound, even though a lot of them I wish they would fail, like, oh, come on, who cares about Snow White's sister? I can't get over that one. I mean, a Genie origin story makes more sense than Snow White's sister. But anyway, if they put in the real effort they have, then perhaps we may have films to look forward to. But no matter how bad these live-action remakes are, it's still no emoji. That's my final word.
Okay. Any last thoughts, Peter, before we close this off?
For all my complaining about the live-action Disney films, I did really, really enjoy this film. It was a lot of fun. Like I said, it succeeded as a film first, and that's why I really loved it. You know, you care about the characters, you care about Mowgli, and all the wild creatures he represents.
Bill Murray was a highlight of the movie.
Yeah, I loved Bill Murray. Yeah.
That's so, propaganda kid. I love
that. That was a great line.
That was a funny line. It was also really well written.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
So, wait, one more thing. Somewhere in the world right now, George Lucas is pissed.
Why?
Because if he had this technology to make the prequels, it may have maybe looked less fake. Just saying. I mean, saying like this movie was made on a screen, essentially, right? But then it all looked real. Then he did the same thing with Star Wars, and it all looked faked. So was it the technology? I know it was. We're not going to get into the whole.
No, debate. It's just poorly rendered. The prequels are just poorly rendered. These films are amazingly rendered.
Oh, I'm sorry. Somewhere in the world, Andy Serkis is pissed.
Oh, definitely. But
at least we have Lupita Nyong'o.
She was great.
I will say, going forward, I will have a little bit of openness to whatever live action.
And going forward.
Just a little bit. Because this film, it did prove to me that they can find success in it.
Just one thing I disagree with you. Mm-hmm. You know, so Zack Snyder is riding high, right? Well, these cups had
Iron Man,
Captain America before Batman v Superman.
Okay, guys, to close it off, I'm Kyle, he's Peter, he's Alexis.
Fuck the voice.
Why?
I don't know, I'm just...
I don't know.
I want to make that my catchphrase. I'm sorry. I'm Alexis.
This is After Dark, guys. Bye.